Every day in hospitals around the world, children are given an intravenous fluid to help maintain their hydration. The fluid itself has been the same since the 1950s. But a new landmark study published in The Lancet is recommending hospitals change the fluid due to concerns about possible impacts on sodium levels in the blood. In recent years, doctors have been concerned that children are at a higher risk of developing a condition which can lead to serious side effects, including brain swelling and even death. The study by the Murdoch Children's Research Institute and the Royal Children's Hospital is one of the largest and most diverse studies of its kind. Lead researcher Dr. Sarah McNabb has been speaking to Alison Caldwell.
The study that we've conducted involved 690 children at the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne, and they were all children who needed intravenous fluid or fluid through a drip. So they were children who couldn't eat or drink enough to keep their hydration levels up. What we did was we gave half of the children one type of fluid, the fluid that we've traditionally used for many years, and we gave the other half a fluid that contained more sodium or more salt. What we found was that by increasing the sodium concentration in the fluid, we could keep the sodium level in the blood more stable, which we think will prevent some very serious side effects.
How long have hospitals been using the traditional method of IV?
Yes, for a very long time we've been using the traditional intravenous fluid. Basically, a study back in the 1950s recommended a low sodium containing fluid. So we've been using a fluid like that or a variation on that fluid for ever since. A bit over a decade ago, there was increasing reports of people being very concerned about this type of fluid. And what was being reported in the medical literature was that children were dying around the world simply because of the type of intravenous fluid or IV fluid that we were giving them. And that really concerned us. But the problem was there was no research to tell us if there was a safer fluid or a better fluid that we could use.
What sorts of side effects can be caused by this traditional fluid?
Basically, by using the traditional fluid, the sodium level in the blood can drop. So that's a salt level in the blood can drop. And in very rare cases, that can lead to brain swelling and even death. Sometimes they'll cause seizures, and sometimes they'll cause sort of bad brain effects, but absolutely, at the most extreme level, they're fatal.
How often have you seen these serious side effects in children?
Sure. So the serious side effects in children are extremely rare. Which is good, obviously. We often see children drop their sodium levels by a little bit. So 11% of the children in our study who received the traditional fluid dropped their sodium levels, so decreased their sodium levels in their blood. But the rare side effects are very, very unusual. So there have been just over 50 cases reported in children around the world in the medical literature.
And what sorts of implications do you think the study can have?
Well, we think that this is groundbreaking research which should change the management of hospitalised children around the world. We think that a simple change to the composition of intravenous fluid in children around the world should be able to save many lives.
And how easy will it be to change the solution from the old traditional one to this new isotonic one?
Yes, well, that's a great question. Practically, it shouldn't be hard at all. Both fluids are made by fluid manufacturers around the world, so we think that that should be a pretty straightforward undertaking. Of course, translating research into practice is always a challenge for researchers and doctors, but we're very hopeful that given the exposure this study has been given by being published in The Lancet, which is a well-regarded medical journal, we think that we should be able to reach many, many doctors treating children around the world, and hopefully they will change what they do.
Dr. Sarah McNabb from the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne. She was speaking to Alison Caldwell, and that Lancet study that she was just mentioning there at the end will be published on our website shortly.